Could I just say, could Alex ask the expert committee to please get Rider rewritten to inform everyone that you can get polio in both sides and not one side, because most doctors look at us and say, that can't be polio, you've got it in both sides. Okay.
I think, you know, one has to be a little bit fair to the medical profession and remember that on most GPs, who aren't specialists, they're GPs, may have one polio on their books, and many practices haven't got any polio at all. So although they may get paperwork through to them, how much time are they going to give to one person on their whole practice, which is unfair and very difficult, but it's a fact of life. What we do need is some GPs who've got dozens of polios on their books, and so the expertise comes in through through usage. Any other questions, please? Anybody else? One on the left here. Yvonne, if you could, lady here. Right.
Thank you. Shirley Tomlins, the Dorset branch. I'm getting a lot of pins and needles and numbness in my affected areas. Any suggestions, please?
Sorry, was that pins and needles?
Pins and needles and numbness in the affected areas.
Okay. I mean, polio traditionally has only really affected the motor nerves, so nerves which actually affect the muscles and movement. So if you looked at a definition book, it would suggest that polio doesn't really affect the areas of sensation. Having said that, a lot of people do say that actually their sensation is altered, and whether that's due to poor circulation, so particularly in limbs which are actually paralysed, they tend to be very cold, circulation's quite poor, and so what you're actually feeling is the result of that rather than actually the polio itself. Pins and needles, however, is something different, and it actually suggests that nerves are being squashed. Okay, so that is something that I would encourage you to get checked out. Obviously, you have to go to your GP first, but ask him to refer you on to someone who can actually take a look at the joints which are being affected.
Thank you. Lady on the right here in dark.
Thank you. Some years ago, my husband, who had had polio, was referred to by a very sympathetic GP to an orthopaedic specialist with pains in his arms. I asked if this could possibly be PPS, and was told, I don't believe that exists. End of conversation and consultation. So I think there's a lot of education needed of the medical profession.
I think certainly that type of comment was more commonplace. Hopefully it's less commonplace now. I don't know what you've found. But certainly there are people that don't believe that it exists. And that's because we can't definitively say, yes, you've got it, no, you haven't. We can only say, on balance, we suggest that you've got it, because we actually can't find any other reason for you getting these new symptoms, such as fatigue. But it does mean that people who are very, very keen on evidence and very scientifically based, it's very hard to convince them that something exists, when you actually can't find the thing that says, yes, this is it, this is the cause, and this is what it's all about.
Gentleman in the middle there, I can't see who it is. It's Albert.
At the age of 2, I had an illness which was not diagnosed as polio. About age of 7, because I had measles, this is in India, some consultants got together and they confirmed that it was polio without any tests. I'm 71, but 5 years ago, because of another illness, I got my GP to refer me to a consultant, and I was sent to Radcliffe Infirmary, where they did some electroconductive tests and a biopsy on my shoulder.
Yeah.
And they were quite positive that it was PPS.
Yeah.
So PPS can be positively diagnosed, or can it not? That's the question.
It can't be diagnosed 100%.
Right.
Okay. There isn't one test that will show you've definitely got PPS. There are tests which will suggest that on balance you've got PPS. Okay. It's not like... trying to think of a good example. It's not like measles or diabetes. Diabetes would be a good one, where you can look at levels of sugar and insulin and say, well, it's definitely that. Okay.
So it's just by association with my history that they thought it was
concerning. Basically, it's a subjective examination, so talking about the history plus tests that rule out other things, basically.
And it was also on just on one side, so they saw the difference between the two sides and they were sure.
Yep.
Thank you.
Nancy, please.
Nancy Smith is at Worthing. I have osteoarthritis, I believe, in my shoulders, according to my doctor.
Don't think it's on, is it? No one?
I have osteoarthritis in my shoulders, which my doctor has just confirmed. Well, he says it is anyway. But also the muscles are going in the upper arms. Is this affected by the osteoarthritis, or is it PPS?
The muscles?
Yes.
Becoming weaker, are they affected by osteoarthritis?
And they're painful at times as well.
Yeah. Well, that's probably a bit of a catch-22. Osteoarthritis in itself doesn't cause weakness, but pain, so therefore you don't want to move them, would cause weakness. Okay. The weakness itself is probably due to the PPS, whereas things like pain is probably due to your osteoarthritis. But they would be working, unfortunately, hand in hand and against you in terms of moving and using your shoulders.
But the pain is in the muscle as well.
If the pain, yeah, so pain in muscle.
Is it the overuse from BPS?
Yeah, pain in muscle can be from PPS.